Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Second Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. I shouldn't say the way it sounds. Let me get this out of the way, though. You know, head over to MyPillow.com. We talk about this every night. It's like, how do you support us? How do you support those who are supporting you, who are on the same page as you? Right? The way you do it is you support guys like Mike Lindell. So head over to MyPillow.com. Every one of these pillows, pillowcases, sheets, and comfort. I mean, there are all kinds of bed and bath type of things. Don't buy them a bed and bath, though. No, no. But if you think about it, really, not all the profits, but, you know, his profits, the money he gets, he helps organizations like mine. He helps, you know, fight those conservative issues or fight for those conservative issues that you and I are behind, that you and I agree in. Instead of you patronizing all these other people, all these other places, why not patronize Mike? I don't get it. And on top of it all, you want to save some money? We all want to save some money, don't we? If you want to save some money, then use promo code Joe on the way out. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. And you know what? You'll be happy. You'll be extremely happy because you're going to save 50 to 60%. And in some cases, you might get a 2-for-1. I think you'll be really, really, really happy. Anyway, so Joe Biden's economy. It's amazing. Isn't it just amazing? But the guy that they want to take his place ultimately and eventually is Governor Newsom. Yeah, give that some thought. And here in California, Geico Insurance is pulling out. Closing down their offices, getting rid of their employees. I mean, think about that. Why do you think that is? Hello? California is not the best place to work, live, and play by any stretch of the imagination. And yet, he believes, and people around him believe, that he's God's gift to governance. And I'm talking about Governor Newsom. It's just amazing to me. And then you've got Joe Biden now, thinking his economy is just flourishing, having a field day. Walmart, I mean, since when we have seen this before? Walmart is actually laying off people. Right? They're looking at lower profits, and I know some of the Democrats go, see, that's all those people want is profits. Do you understand they need profits? Do you understand why they need profits? Right? I love the fact that people don't understand. They think that all they are is just greedy people. But how do you fix the stores? How do you maintain the stores? How do you grow? How do you get people raises? There are so many things behind just breaking even. Oh, look at all the money they're making. And then they get mad at the CEOs. Yeah, maybe the CEOs are out of control in some companies, some areas. But do you really think that the cashier deserves the same benefits as the CEO, the guy that's responsible for every person, every job, every store, to the shareholders on money? Yeah, how much of the profits are? It's just amazing. They came out with a statement that said, we're updating our structure and evolving select roles to provide clarity and better position the company for a strong future. This is according to a company spokesman, right? At the same time, we're further investing in key areas like e-commerce technology, health and wellness, supply chain and advertising sales, creating new roles to support a growing number of services for our customers. Actually, no. Okay, when you look at it, they're laying off 200 corporate employees, number one. And the news comes just a little after the company lowered its profit outlook. Looks like we're not going to make as much as we thought. The company announced that it expects adjusted earnings per share for Q2 to decline by 8 or 9%. Now, that's a big deal. And then again, in 2023... they're looking and saying that it might drop as much as 11%. And double-digit inflation is hitting them harder than they had anticipated. Remember, it was only supposed to be temporary. Remember that? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. General Paul, retired Major General Paul Valley, is going to join me after the break. Interesting. We're not hearing much. Really, truly, not hearing much anymore. As to what's going on in Ukraine. Yeah, we're getting dribs and drabs. But not hearing a lot about what's going on in Ukraine like we were. Right? What's going on with Rocket Man? Threatening to fire off some more rockets. Really am curious as to what's going on there. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. After the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
gallon. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. And the way you do it, first, get informed. Would you please? Come on, seriously, think about it. I want you to get the right information, then step out. Don't step out without the right information. Got any questions? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me bring him back on because I always enjoy my time with retired Major General Paul Valley, and get some great information on him on a regular basis. General, thanks for being
with me.
Thank you, Joe. Happy to be with you again. You have a great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, listen, I would imagine you're the kind of guy that subscribes to Vogue magazine, and I'm sure you got the latest layout of the Ukrainian president and his wife in the middle of the war having some... What? Did you see that?
I did see it. I see a lot, though.
The Ukrainian PR, whoever they use for their PR needs to be shot, period. You know, that's along the lines of when Putin was on horseback without a shirt on. You remember that picture?
Yeah. That was actually pretty good, though. I like that one.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to, we're not hearing a whole bunch of what's happening over there right now. Not like we were. Remember, it was a 7:24 minute by minute news cycle. What's happened?
With Ukraine, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, we were constantly hearing every second, every minute on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG on what was going on there, how bad it was for the Ukrainian people. Now we're hearing nothing.
Yeah, very little. It's all shifted, of course, to Nancy P going to Taiwan. But I did get an information piece today out of Europe that Schroeder, the former Chancellor of Germany, met with Putin last week because of the serious situation that's occurring now with potential restriction of energy going into Germany. They're in very dire straits right now. It's going to be really bad heading into winter. And so they basically were talking about coming to some kind of conclusion in Ukraine here very shortly. Putin is amenable to that. They want to see supplies going through from the harvest of the grains through Odessa into the Black Sea, down in the Mediterranean and through the Red Sea and or the Suez and then out through the Atlantic Ocean. So I think Russia is getting to the point where they're going to close this down and occupy eastern Ukraine, and they'll come to some agreement here. And Zelensky, I think, will move on. But, you know, Joe, it's all about everything I've written about in the last 10 years, the international chessboard. I wrote many articles about the Middle East and the chessboard. So you have to look at it. Who are the chess players out there? The smartest chess players are Xi Jinping out of China and Putin. We got the weakest chess players. Europe has the weakest chess players. Okay, so when you look at the moves that are being made, we're continuing to counter everything that's happening as an initiative from China or from Russia. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No. But I sit here and I look back, and to your point, Germany, I mean, Trump called us way back when, you know, that Germany was going to have issues with energy because they were too dependent on Russia. And you're seeing the same thing in Europe. You think these leaders have gotten to the point where they're not real leaders. They really don't understand how to look out into the future. And now they're all dependent in some way, shape, manner, or form on these communist regimes, aren't they?
Well, exactly right. I remember in my studies at West Point when we studied the great generals and leaders of all the great wars and conflicts in our history, all the way back to the Romans, the Roman generals. But the greatest leaders always had a vision, Joe. They had a vision about the future. They could see it. And they would plan accordingly. All great leaders have a vision. Trump had a vision, whether you liked it or not, America. He had a vision, and he pursued that vision. Biden is not capable in his mentally declining state to have any vision at all about what's going on, nor does anybody in his cabinet. Nor do any of the generals and admirals we have today. And so what you see happening is the chess game in China right now happening, and they're playing it out. They let Nancy go ahead and land and take off, and she's headed to South Korea. She's got basically no diplomatic skills whatsoever. She has a nice phony smile, and she'll shake hands and do all that. So there's no end game there for that. That's going to be an occasion that's happened in the last 72 hours, and then we'll move on to something else. But you're absolutely right. You've been taken off Ukraine right now.
Yeah, but General, the thing that bothers me about what went down in Taiwan, I think I told you during the break, it almost like it was a played out scenario. You know, there's China screaming, you know, you don't dare do that. You better not. You know, we're going to take immediate action. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And it goes off without incident. And, you know, I don't know if it's trying to make it look like Joe was so tough that the Chinese backed down, or they never meant to do anything to begin with.
Well, I think, you know, it's almost like an animal will attract somebody into their lair. Okay? So China's basically contracted our fleets, our ships in the South China Sea and off China into their playground there. And so China now, their maritime fleets have now surrounded Taiwan. I don't know whether you've seen that in the last 24 hours, but they're completely at sea surrounding that. Now they could do something. They could basically create a blockade now on Taiwan. And that's maybe what they'll do next, and they'll test the United States fleets. We've got two aircraft carrier groups there of 8 to 12 ships each, very powerful. We may see some type of a move, a chess move by China tomorrow, the next day.
So back up a little bit. I think you went over that pretty quick. I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, because I had heard that there were American warships in the area just in case. Let's build on that when we come back. Talk to you in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with the general in just a minute.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Historic flooding in eastern Kentucky last week left many without power, shelter, or access to water. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says emergency crews are working to restore access.
All across eastern Kentucky, emergency crews are making a Herculean effort to restore access to power, roads, and running water.
A heat advisory has been issued for the area. Cooling shelters have been set up as many are without air conditioning. U.S. warships are stepping up patrols near Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left the country. At least five U.S. warships, including the San Diego-based USS Tripoli, have been patrolling the waters near the island in what the Navy calls routine deployments. The military presence comes as Chinese leaders expressed anger over Pelosi's visit. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a lot there. Let me just bring him back on, because I don't like to waste any of his time. We get so much good information from him. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. We get the scoop and the insight on what's going on, just across the country, across the globe, for that matter. And, General, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so listen, you were talking about the chess pieces, the chess plays that were being made overseas in China and what have you. And I'm going to switch up on you a little bit and say, let's call it 3D chess, because you've got the Chinese playing, you've got the Russians playing, and you've got the Americans playing. And you were talking about how the Chinese are somewhat surrounding Taiwan and could end up in a blockade of some kind, but I'm hearing, and I don't know if mine is true at all, but I'm hearing that that there are American warships in and around that area on purpose. What does that mean with all the chess pieces flying around?
Well, we've been out there forever. We've always had at least one or two aircraft carrier groups in that area, and they've been in and out of Hong Kong in the older days when I was there when I was commanding general of the U.S. Army Pacific. I spent a lot of time out in that area of South Korea, Japan, and Thailand. So I'm very familiar with it. Taiwan, when you look at it, is very close, of course, to the mainland in China. So it's not a big effort for the Chinese to send out their destroyers and patrol aircraft and do a naval blockade of Taiwan. And that could be the next chess move that China may make.
Yeah, but you've been doing this, obviously, a heck of a lot longer than I have. How does this play out, though? I mean, what does this look like internationally? If China goes in and tries to take over Taiwan, there'll be, I would hope, I don't know this to be true, but I would hope that the international community would be up in arms. I mean, Japan, South Korea, and so on.
Well, those countries over there will be. And they also have very great armed forces over there. A lot of people don't realize Taiwan has a great armed force. You have Thailand in the south has a great armed force. You have South Korea. You have Japan. They're very capable of armed forces, and they can gang up on China very easily. And you have to know that the military planners in those countries are working out these worst scenarios and chess moves right now. They're not just sitting there. They're actually working out strategies in case China does conduct a blockade of Taiwan here in the next week.
You know, I'm going to play the deep, dark guy. And knowing that China's been, you know, involved in our technology, involved in our drugs, involved, and I'm not talking about just the illegal drugs. I'm talking about the legal drugs that they have, you know, our manufacturing. Think about all the areas and categories that they, I won't say necessarily have control over, but they've had input in. How do you financially or economically hurt China if they do something like this without them retaliating big time against us?
Well, they're controlling those kinds of opioids, Tylenol, a lot of other drugs. They're controlling the flow of that, including fentanyl going into and distributed by the cartels in our southern border area. So the Chinese are playing a very rational chess game right now over there. My only worry is that we're not up to playing chess with them right now.
I was just going to ask you that question because I think I told you that, you know, my son, you can't call him an ex-Marine, apparently. They're still Marines. They're just not active duty. So,
but the Marine all...
That's what they say. So he was talking to some of his buddies that are still in there. And, you know, he comes from the old G.I. Joe mold. You know, he's one of those guys. And he says, Dad, they're not there anymore. They're not raising them up that way anymore. They're just not there. And I'm worried. I'm concerned. I shouldn't say worried, but I am concerned. What's your thoughts?
You should be worried.
I feel much better now. Thank you.
The recruiting staff, the rank and file don't have confidence in the generals after the surrender in Afghanistan. The teaching of critical race theory, transgender support, all this stuff creeping in to the military. And the ranks see this, and they don't like it. And the young men and women out there that see what's going on in our military don't like it. That's why the recruiting is down. We may lose up to 300 pilots out of the Air Force just in the next year. There are over 200,000 in our reserves and National Guard that we may lose because they're not going to go along with the jab. So you have all of these things, and then most Americans can't name anybody but Milley as one of their generals and admirals today. We should be able to name Eisenhower, Patton, Marshall. Nobody can think of any general officer's name other than White Rage Milley. And the only White Rage that I've seen in the military is General Milley. God almighty.
Wow.
How did we get here, Joe? Just amazing. I'm just embarrassed also. I'm just totally embarrassed. I've written many articles on it. You can get it on my website, standupamericaus.org. You can read about it in two of my new books, Reality Prism, which is on Amazon now. The Mindless War is on Amazon. And America's Endgame for the 21st Century. They're all on Amazon right now. So get them and read them because we've gone into some really in-depth analysis. But we've also laid out a blueprint for victory for America in those books.
You know, and I'm not laughing that we don't have victory, but you have to have a solid foundation. You know, Reagan had it right when he said, you know, we would have peace through strength. We don't have that strength.
Right.
And it's not even just a matter of we don't have a strength in the White House. We don't have a strength in the military. And I'm not putting any of our military people down. You know that. But they don't have what they need, right?
Well, they don't have leadership.
Yep.
We're spending hours on CRT, all these social justice, diversity things. They should be training on how to use their weapons and the generals need to start working on strategy, how to save America, protect America. I wrote an article today to many that the border situation is a national security issue, which means the Defense Department, not the Department of Homeland Security. This is a national security issue. And who's in charge of national security? Not DHS, but the Pentagon. They have no plans to take out and neutralize the cartels, for example.
No,
the cartels are making $30 billion a year off of trafficking and also the drugs. $13 billion a year, the cartel, and we're doing nothing about it.
Well, but I don't know if you know this to be fact, but you know I'm hearing that the fentanyl that's coming up through the border is Chinese supplied. So I mean, are they having pressure on what's going on?
Yes, and also in Canada.
Wow, I don't even know. Well, listen, they need to do more than wake up. They need to kick into action. I think it's hilarious that now the administration is saying they're fixing the fence that Trump didn't finish. Did you catch that?
Yeah. How about going on the offense? Offense is a defensive measure. How about going on the offense against cartels?
Yeah, there's no people left like you. That's the problem. They have nobody there left like you that is really willing to hit it head on, willing to take it on, and stand strong. That's the other thing. We're not raising, or we haven't raised, a generation of young men and women that will push through, that will actually are willing to take do what it takes and push through this. I really do feel bad for our military guys. Excuse me, not kids.
I mean, look at the college kids coming out. Look at what they've been indoctrinated with these 99% of left-wing liberal professors.
Yep. All right, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the general right after me making a few bucks here. We'll be right back.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entry and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the, you know, just be part of the solution. It really makes things a lot easier, but get informed first, okay? Because some of you are out there spewing misinformation. It makes us look like fools, and I don't want that to happen. Let me bring on a guy that definitely is no fool. I love having him on the show with me. The information we get is just invaluable, and it is retired Major General Paul Valley, who joins me every couple of weeks. I love the information we get from him. In general, I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate, I'd like to say I appreciate your service to the country, but you're still serving the country. You haven't stopped yet. So yeah. God bless. Thank you.
I'm in the battle.
Well, you know what? I don't know how you stop. I don't know how you sit there, whether you're retired or think you're retired or not, and watch what's going on, and you can lift a finger to do anything, and you don't. I'd have to say shame on you, on anybody. You never give up. Yeah. You never give up.
Give up. let me emphasize this thing about the sheriffs. And the sheriffs in the United States have a lot of power in each county. Okay? Stop asking for dollars. Stop asking for a budget. Start recruiting people in your area, in your counties, as part of your Patriot Guards. You can form a posse of as many people as you want to. Don't make an excuse, I can't do anything because I don't have the budgets and the police are quitting and all that. Deputize as many people in your county as you can, Joe. If you can get that word out, we'll save a lot of things.
I will. So what the general is alluding to is that I was talking to him during the break, how I was talking to Sheriff Villanueva here in Los Angeles County, and the supervisors are trying to find a way to remove him from office. They hadn't done anything wrong. They just don't like the way he is handling things because he won't force his men to get vaxxed. He won't force his men to wear masks. He won't let them, the homeless just hang out in the streets. He's cleaning the place up and doing stuff that they just don't like. So they cut his budget by $100 million in 1 year. So these five people want to reverse the decision of what 10 million people had the opportunity to vote on, and it's just dead wrong.
And he has an opportunity to deputize 10 million people if he wanted to.
Wow.
As volunteers in the Patriot Guards of Los Angeles County. He could do it tomorrow, but they got to get the sheriffs off their derriere and do what the and execute the power they have in each county in America. And we're calling that the Patriot Guard movement.
Now, are you seeing other sheriffs doing this around the country?
Yes, absolutely. When I presented it in the state of Washington, Spokane, they formed it over there. We're doing it in Montana, and they're doing it in Tennessee. And so the sheriff needs to understand he's got a lot of power. Deputize as many patriots as you can in your county. And put them to work in the cities. Clean up the towns. Remember the old West, Joe? The deputies. I'm going to deputize you. Walks out of the saloon. The sheriff says, he says, okay, you four guys are deputized. We're going to take on these banditos. I mean, my God, America, wake up. You have all the power to do all of this.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at what people won't do. They think that, you know, we've been enlightened because now we use electricity instead of candles, you know, for lights. And I tell them, look at, liberty is still liberty. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what time period we're in, right? Freedom is still freedom. These are things you still have to fight for. You just don't get them automatically. Yes, you have them, but if you don't fight for them, for some reason, those people in D.C. think they have a right to think that they have a right to manipulate them. And it may come down to and not that I want to see this, but it may come down to a physical battle in this country, us against them, if you would. Don't you think?
It's coming to that, Joe. That's why I'm saying use your microphone. Use your microphone with the sheriff. Deputize as many Americans as you can in your county, and we're going to meet once a week. This is what we're going to do, and we're going to make sure there's no crime going on in our shopping centers. You're deputized. He has the power to do that, and you don't have to pay him because they have their day jobs.
Well, no, you're right. You're right there. You're definitely right there. We had the pregnancy centers, you know, the care centers that were being targeted by that group after the Roe v. Wade decision. And, you know, there were a lot of sheriffs, there were a lot of off-duty sheriffs, retired sheriffs that agreed to protect those places. And I know you're saying, well, you're saying it's a little bit different, but there, I'm trying to get to the point that there are people out there that are willing to put it out there. There are people that are willing to step up. There are people that are willing to help. They just have to be given the opportunity and asked.
Yes. Yep. Take the leadership, sure. Tomorrow I'm announcing I'm deputizing 200,000 people in Los Angeles County. And they're going to be out. They're going to be in the shopping centers. They're going to be everywhere. Yep. We're going to get rid of this crime in Los Angeles County. We're going to move these people off the streets and into some places so that we don't have stinky neighborhoods anymore. My God, church, you have a lot of power. Do it.
Oh, and you know what? I don't know what he can do. This is another one he should try to get involved with. But, you know, they did a recall on Gascon. And they got more, well more than enough signatures that they needed. But right now, they're going through them. they're not allowing anybody to oversee. They're refusing
arrest
to let
him.
That happen.
What's he that? Needs to be arrested.
Yep.
He needs to be arrested for negligence of duty, creating hazardous circumstances for the citizens of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
All the reasons in the world to arrest them.
Well, no, he thinks it's ridiculous. I'm wondering what he can do to open that up and force them to allow people to oversee it. I gotta
forget that. People take charge.
I gotta give this guy some credit though, General. His attorneys told him at some point last year that Los Angeles City is within Los Angeles County. Therefore, technically, he has the jurisdiction to go into the city and clean certain things up. And he did it.
There you go.
He did it. He actually went in and started doing it, and all heck broke loose for a while. You know, legal heck. They were trying to get him to stop, and he wouldn't do it. So he does have the guts to do it. I'm not so sure he always has the information. So with your lead, when I get him on, when I talk to him, I will tell him about this. I would tell him or suggest that he ends up going down this road with this, because it's a great idea.
I'll fly to Los Angeles tomorrow to talk to the sheriff and tell him how to do this.
Yep.
It's all legal. All legal.
Yep. No, and we're back to that point where those are the things we're going to have to do to take this country back to make ourselves safe again, for all intents and purposes. You know, the mainstream media made a big deal out of the fact that when he was interviewed, he said, you have every right to protect yourself in your home. You have every right to take out somebody who's trying to take your life or you believe is trying to take your life. He said, if he's running away, just don't shoot him. That's at that point, don't shoot him. But if he's in your house, you do what you do. You have to do to protect your family. They spun that to the point that the sheriff is calling for violence and vigilantism in the city. Like, well, I didn't hear any of that.
I'm going to say I can't be canceled. Listen, I very seldom shoot to kill. I'll shoot to wound. Okay, if somebody comes into my house and he has a knife, I have a gun, I'm going to shoot him in the ankle. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how you have to be. It's like all these police. You don't have to shoot to kill. Shoot him in the leg. Shoot him in the knee.
Yep.
I wish I was in charge of L.A. today. I'd tell you what, I'd get everything straightened out.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be that hard. If they got away from the politics of the situation, if they would stop worrying about what it looked like, I think they would do a lot better. You know, I mean, and get away from it. All right, General, tell us a little bit about your organization before we run out of time.
Stand Up America, U.S. Foundation, StandUpAmericaUS.org. Support us, donate, help us out. We do great things. We've been around since 2005. We're leading in the way. We're leading in a way to save America.
Yeah, you do. You do a lot of good work. You have a lot of good information, and people get. Yeah, I always say. You always ask me, who can we support? Who can we trust? The General is one of those organizations that we can trust, that we can listen to. And General, God bless. Thanks for what you're doing. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me.
All right, you link me up with the sheriff, and we'll have a plan. I'll tell you what, and we'll
execute. I'll work on it. You have my word on it that I will work on it. Okay, God bless you and your wife, and we'll catch up with you in a few weeks.
All right, if I can save L.A., I'll be a real hero.
Yes, you'll have God right by your side if you pull that one up. It's going to take a miracle. All right, we'll catch up with you later, Joe. Thanks for being with me.
All right, bye-bye.
Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Grab a drink. Grab a cup of coffee. Grab something. And come on back.